Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, one of the great bargain wines, and you and I have been talking about these for years, is Cote de Rhone. But
sure.
For the most part, I used to mean more the reds.
Yeah, we sure did.
And the whites, yeah, they came along, but something changing.
I used to taste them out of a sense of duty. But they used to be very dry, very earthy. I thought they tasted like dried straw.
Right.
Not that much fresh fruit. And I'm so happy to say, Hugh, it seems to really be changing. And I'm wondering if an increased presence of Viognier isn't at the bottom of this.
Could certainly be.
Here's a bunch that I tried, and very, very nice. The first two are from Chateau de Trignon, a very good producer in Cote de Rhone.
Mm-hmm.
The first is his Viognier. Now, what's interesting is these always used to be blends, but
right.
Now we're starting to see some winemakers producing them as 100% varietal.
Wow.
That's a big change. This winery is at the base of the Gigondas and everything. A lovely, lovely location. On this wine, the aroma offers lemon and apricot notes, which are very, very fresh, and the wine's flavor is very fresh as well. Although the profile of the wine is lean, the fruit has kind of a round plumpness to it, which sounds contradictory, but it's the way I saw it. Very, very delicious. A lot of what you might call underripe pineapple, a little bit of pink grapefruit, you know, quite acidic, but very, very nice. Very, very food-friendly wine. So Chateau Trignon Viognier at $24, I think, is a lovely bottle of wine. One of the big blending partners in White Cote de Rhone was Roussan, which usually appeared with its partner Marsan,
mm-hmm.
like a comedy team.
Right.
And this is Chateau de Trignon's Roussan from 2021, and I was really, really impressed with it.
It's a good property.
Yeah. I'm finding that we're getting a lot of fresh fruit and nice flavors in it. This one is very aromatic. It's delightfully fruity, and it's rather unique, I think. The aroma is fresh and aromatic with lots of Basque pears, and it works with these bitter, woody smell of apple blossoms.
Okay.
Which is it's very distinct, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And on the palate, the wine hits you with a big, round mouthful of fruit, starting with that pear flavor, followed by lemon, and a streak of earthiness. So there's that earthiness that we used to talk about, but very much downplayed. A very complete wine, well-made and easy to drink. And this really, truly is a good Saturday night dinner wine. Our old friend Chateau de Marjolais, Cote de Rhone, make a very good red Cote de Rhone, gets our wine of the week this week because for $14, you get their Cote de Rhone Petite Parcelles, little parcels, and this is 80% Roussan, 20% Viognier. So again, we're seeing this trend toward, you know, lighter, fruitier wine. This wine is really delicious. It can really transform a dinner. The sunny aroma features lemon zest, green pears, and floral notes. And the wine tastes wonderful. It's full-flavored, dry, but it's loaded with fruit. The roundness of the Roussan starts this off, and it's followed by the sweet acidity of the Viognier, lots of lime, quinine water notes, a little bit of mineral streak. Very, very nice. Chateau de Marjolais, White Cote de Rhone, $14, wine of the week. And we're going to put this on the website at WYPR.org. Look it up. We write down all of these for you. Make a copy and go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.